Today, two federal agencies announced that last year was the warmest year on record since at least 1880. Backdrop for this morning's confirmation hearings for Scott Pruitt, President-elect Donald Trump's pick to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. He was asked about climate change by Massachusetts Democrat Edward Markey.
Donald Trump has called global warming a hoax caused by the Chinese. Do you agree that global warming is a hoax?
I do not, Senator.
So Donald Trump is wrong.
I do not believe that climate change is a hoax.
But both Democrats and Republicans noted that as Oklahoma's attorney general, Pruitt sued the EPA 14 times in an effort to overturn President Obama's rules to protect the country's air and water. Let's check in with Scott Detrow, who covers Congress for NPR. And Scott, I want to stay with climate change because he may disagree with Trump that it's a hoax, but he doesn't seem to agree with scientists about curbing emissions to change it. Here's Pruitt.
Science tells us that the climate is changing, and then human activity in some manner impacts that change. The ability to measure with precision the degree and extent of that impact and what to do about it are subject to continuing debate and dialogue.
Scott, your thoughts?
Well, I think what he said there is a similar line that you've heard from several of President-elect Trump's nominees, including Rex Tillerson, who's up for Secretary of State, but has a long history working for ExxonMobil and has spent a lot of time in this area, in that there's no denial that the climate is changing. There's a concession that human activity does play a role in it, but not much beyond that. And beyond that, I think, is the critical question, because if you believe, as the majority of scientists do, that human activity is the driving force behind the Earth getting warmer and 3 years in a row now of record temperature, then you would agree on the need to take action to massively lower the amount of carbon dioxide emissions that are going out into the atmosphere. And that's where the real partisan divide is here, where a lot of Republicans in the incoming Trump administration and out feel that the economic harm of turning the economy around in a big picture way like that would not be worth it for other reasons.
Yeah, well, as we said, Pruitt has been seen by his detractors as, you know, working hand in hand with the oil industry, but he had his defenders. Here's a committee chair, the Republican John Barrasso of Wyoming, defending Pruitt.
Mm-hmm. Attorney General Pruitt has taken on polluters, including the oil industry, when there is cause. Randy Ellis, an award-winning investigative reporter with the Oklahoman newspaper, praised Pruitt for his ability to take on industry. The paper highlighted the work of Attorney General Pruitt to hold a large oil company accountable.
And so what else are Republicans on the committee saying in his defense?
Yeah, well, the EPA has long been the poster child for government overreach for a lot of Republicans, for government overreach for a lot of Republicans here in Washington and throughout the states. And Scott Pruitt, as Attorney General, did make taking on the EPA a major part of his job. He sued the EPA dozens of times. And his argument, and the argument from defenders on this panel, is that this was not lawsuits saying that pollution is good. We should have unlimited pollution. It's been specific things in one way or another saying that the EPA, to take its big climate change rule as one example, they're saying you did this without congressional approval. You're telling every state to massively restructure its energy infrastructure to shift away from coal and to natural gas. And you did it without Congress telling you to do so. Mm-hmm. And that oversteps the agency's rules. You should wait for Congress to tell you what to do.
Overreach.
Yeah, overreach. Well, so the rule of law is a phrase that Pruitt has said a lot today.
Well, the Democrat Cory Booker of New Jersey did ask Pruitt about the 14 lawsuits he'd filed to overturn air pollution rules.
I just have a question for you specifically about the children of Oklahoma. Do you know how many kids in Oklahoma roughly have asthma?
I do not, Senator.
Well, according to data published by the very nonpartisan group, the American Lung Association, more than 111,000 children in Oklahoma, which is more than 10%, more than 1 in 10 of all the kids in Oklahoma have asthma. That's one of the highest asthma rates in the entire United States of America.
So there was Pruitt not knowing about the children and asthma in his own state, but there was another moment we want to combine with that. It was a question from the Democrat Ben Cardin of Maryland.
Do you believe there is any safe level of lead that can be taken into the human body, particularly a young person?
Senator, that's something I've not reviewed nor know about. I would be very concerned about any level of lead going into the drinking water or, in obviously, human consumption. But I've not looked at the scientific research on that.
Boy, Scott, especially after Flint, Michigan, most people, you know, the faucet of reports that any level of lead in children is dangerous. What was the reaction to both in both those instances not seeming to know facts about the impact of the environment on children?
Well, I don't think he was saying he didn't know the facts. He didn't have those specific statistics right in front of him. And I think the point of those questions was clearly to put him on a bad front and kind of give the worst answer possible. I think there is an interesting strategy that Democrats are taking in this hearing today that departs from the strategies for a lot of other nominations so far. With Rex Tillerson, with James Mattis, with other nominees that had hearings last week, Democrats were really trying to draw the nominees out and get them to give answers at length that would contradict what President-elect Trump has said, you know, on the importance of NATO, on the aggression of Russia, and things like that. In the Pruitt hearing, the Democrats don't really seem to be interested in hearing what Pruitt has to say at all. A lot of them are saying, you know, only give a yes or no answer to my question. And instead, they're using their question time to voice their concerns for a lot of things about Pruitt. I think one important dynamic that we haven't touched on here yet is a big New York Times investigation that found that a lot of the letters that Pruitt sent to the EPA on behalf of the state of Oklahoma were in fact actually drafted by energy companies, and he copied and pasted and slapped his letterhead on it.
Okay, well, that'll be in the consideration. Scott Detrow, who covers Congress for NPR, thank you.
Sure thing.